when a woman experiences uterine bleeding not due to trauma, she has the halachic status of a nida. When dam comes from the makor, comes from the uterus. So as we'll see, we'll get into details that once a woman has the status of a nida, she becomes prohibited from her husband for, if you're Ashkenaz, a minimum of 12 days. If you're Svard, a minimum of 11 days. These are split up into two groups. The first, for Ashkenaz, 5 and 7. For Svardi, 4 and 7. For the first 4 or 5 days, that's the days of bleeding. So a woman bleeds for that time when she gets a period. Again, so it doesn't make a difference if she bleeds 1 day, 2, 3, 4, or 5. It does make a difference if she's still bleeding. 5 is the minimum. If a woman's still bleeding 6, 7 days, then you can't begin counting the 7, the Shiva, and the Kiyam until she stops, all the blood stops. So it's 5 days minimum, even if she only saw it, even if she stopped seeing after 2 days. So for Sfardim, it's 4, and for us, Bnei Ashkenaz, it's 5. The concern is that she might be poletes shechvazera, that part of the decree was that after 4 or 5 days, so we assume it's like it's not there anymore, we don't have to worry. We want it to be 7 clean days and nothing coming out. So that's the first step. You have to get a minimum of 4 or 5, but it could be longer. And then when you, to make the switch from the 5 to the 7, assuming it's 5, you have to do a bedika. That's an internal examination with a cloth. And what it's known in halacha is a hefsik tara. This is to make sure that you no longer see any more blood. So if you do this on the 5th day, you do a bedika, hefsik tara, and it comes out clean or not red, or you'll have to check, find someone who, when you have shilas, to ask. But assuming it's clean or it's not red, so then the hefsik tara, assuming the hefsik tara success on day 5, then we move into the, so then there's a minug after shkia during ben hashmashas, let's call it, for a half an hour. It's something called the moch dachok. Again, you put something in, also like an internal examination, but you leave it in for, let's say, 30 minutes. And then if it's clean, so then you know that you could start counting the Shiva and the Kiyam. Hefsek Tara is an obligation. The Molch Dachok is a minug. So if you're having difficulty with it, it's causing a lot of pain, So then you speak to your Rav and find out if you could do without the Moch Dachok, since it's only a minig. A Hefsek Tara you need, a Moch Dachok just a minig. And then you move on to the Shiva and the Kiyam. So the minig is one has to wear white underwear. So therefore when you stain, you could see exactly, if you stain, how much blood is coming out. That's when we'll get into when we get into Ksumim, a stain. So it's for 7 days, so according to some, well, the standard, you need 2 bedikas. You do a bedika twice a day during the Shiva and the Kiyam. Others point out, Rabbi Willig, others, that if it's causing too much pain, irritation, even one a day is lechatchila. But let's assume a hefsek tira twice a day, hefsek tira moch dachok, and then you wear white underwear and you do a bedika for 7 days. If everything comes out clear, again, so if you become tummy in the middle of the Shiva and the Kiyam, so that's it, you need 7 consecutive days. You don't have to do the 4 and 5 over. You could start, you have to do a hefsek tira and begin all over again. And then you go to the mikveh. The mikveh is usually done at night after the Shiva and the Kiyam. So shailas come up on B'shas Hadchak, whether it's usually Liel Shabbos, Friday night could be an issue, or whatever different circumstances. Let's say a person lives out of town, they can't get to the mikvah, or some other different shas adchak, whether one is permitted to go to the mikvah early on day 7. So according to some, there's nothing to talk about. You can only go, you have to wait to the nighttime. I think it's the opinion of Tosfos, another post can, let's say, opinion of Rav Abadi, Rav Moshe has a discussion on it, that under certain situations, the Shas Adchak, one can go early on Friday. And because Tosfos says, because what's the concern if you go to the, what's the concern if you go to the mikveh early and you have relations with your husband on day 7 and then you see Dam, so then you're, it's like Bo'ol Anita then. You never made it to the Shiva Nikiyam. So therefore, that's why we, that's why Tosfos says that if you wait, you know, he, let's say you go to the mikveh and then you don't see your husband until nighttime, so therefore there's no concern that you, that you'll have relations. So that's a discussion, of course. You have to depend on the community. Some communities won't even allow it. Others you have to, you know, speak to whoever you asked your shilas to. But that's rule number one. Ask a shila. Always ask a shila. Don't assume it's anything's a problem. And you can assume it's a problem, but ask it anyway. And you'll find out many things you might think is a problem. Maybe it's only a minig or chumran in the certain situations you'd be permitted to do. Worst could happen, the answer would be no, and then it's no worse than not asking. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam points out. Some, you know, some posts get mamuameko depending on how much of a tzarach it is. So generally speaking, you always go to the mikveh at night, and there's usually a mikveh lady. And let's say, again, another, let's say a shas adchak, maybe you're doing it somewhere else, out of town, there is no mikveh lady. Because the luck is you have to make sure your whole body goes under every strand of hair. So the nod of Yehuda is a kula, that if there's no mikveh lady, your husband could come, and he could play mikveh lady that night. And make sure that when you tovel, when you immerse, you are fully under the water. Some communities, will never let you go early, etc. That's the din that. So really min haTorah to be a nida, you only have to count 7 days. But today, you know, this chumras, we treat it like a zava. So the bottom line is that we do the 5, after all said and done, practically speaking, you need a minimum of 5 clean days. I think they discussed there could be some exceptions, maybe the first time after you get married, you have to be a Rishona, then maybe you count 4. But generally speaking, there's 5, minimum of 5, then 12, then 5 plus 7 is 12. And then you have to do the Hefsek Tara in order, on the 5th day, to make sure you're tahar. And then the minhag gets to do a Mok Dochok. If it's painful, you ask a Shaila if you could do without. And then you wear white underwear during the Shiva Nikiyam. Therefore, we see what happens. If it stains, we have to know how much blood, and we'll be able to answer questions whether the woman is still tahar or not. And the minig is 2 bidikas of those who could do it, 2 bidikas every day. If it's a problem, 2 bidikas, so some even say 1 bidika a day is good, even lechatchila. And then after the 7 clean days, we said yitovel in the mikvah at night, and unless it's a shas adchak, and depending on the community, so there are special situations. One could go during the 7th day earlier in the day, as long as you don't see your husband until after nightfall, because the concern is to you that if you had relations and you saw Adam, so then it ended up being Bo'ol Anida. Those are some dinim of Nida. So as we mentioned, there's something called there's Nida Daraisa and there's Nida Darabanan. So Nida Daraisa is you have an hargasha, a sensation. So either it could be according to Torah law, a woman only becomes a nida unless she has a hargasha, a bodily sensation which precedes the bleeding from the uterus. It's unclear what a hargasha is. There are three possibilities. Her whole body shakes. She feels her uterus open, or she feels liquid flowing. And so it's hard to know exactly when you're having hargasha. Some say also it's an issue. Let's say you feel something when a person is urinating. Some say the weight and do a bedika. So either it's not the only way. So if you have, it's assuming you had a hargasha, which it's hard to know. It's rare nowadays for a woman to feel that sensation that qualifies a hargasha. But there are other ways you could be a nida daraisa. If there's any blood from the uterus, so a person puts a tampon in and the blood is definitely coming and there's blood on it and you know it came from that area, even if it's a drop, that would make you a nida daraisa. As well, the issue would be if you're having relations and on the man's aver, they found blood and it just came from that area, so then that could also be nida daraisa. Obviously, you have to go to a bodekis and check unless the wife has some damaka to explain it. But generally speaking, you need either hargasha, and that, you know, the regular flow. That's like a regular period. That's a lot of blood. That's a normal case. However, you can even see a drop of blood if you know it came from the uterus. And as well, if it's blood after relations, you find it on the aver, so that means it came from that area. Unless you could find the damaka, it would be an issue. But that's nida daraisa. Nida drabanan is what they call a kesem, a stain. Let's say you find a blood stain on your underwear, body, legs, shirt, whatever it might be. And let's say there's not so much blood. So, what the Chazal, since Kesem is only a Darabanan, if you don't fit the first carry, so when it comes to Kesem, which is only a Din Darabanan, so therefore we have many leniencies that Chazal gave us that we wouldn't have with Nida Daraisa. So one is the size. Like for Nida Daraisa, a drop that comes out from the uterus, that's it. But by a Kesem, you need at least a size of a gris or more. Gris, a bean, but many assume it's a penny or a dime. Others, Rav Abaye and others, say it's a nickel. There are some sheets that say it's a quarter. But most either go with the penny, or if a body goes with a nickel. So if it's more than that, so then it could be a problem. But less than a gris is okay. And, because Chazal were concerned, well, during those days, there were a lot of bed bugs, and they were all, blood was all over, so therefore, we were mako by Mako by a kesem. So therefore, if it's a kesem, then you can rely on if it's less than a griz, it's not a problem. And no, griz, it's not a problem. And you're not a nida. Another kula for a kesem is the Chazal only wore koveya on white garments. So therefore, since it's Darabanan, if you get a stain on colored underwear, so during Shiva Nikiyam, we say you have to wear white because that's dealing with the rices. But when we're only dealing with during Yemei HaTahar, so therefore one can wear colored underwear, so therefore if a stain goes on it, it's not a problem. Of course, Rav Abadi says one should never wear black underwear because black is, you never know what, you can't tell exactly what happened. You should be wearing, whether it's blue, yellow, pink, any other colors are okay as long as it's colored. I think white and off-white are problematic. Anything else which isn't white isn't a problem. And even a stain up into a certain point. So if you stain on colored underwear, generally it's not a problem. But, so therefore, so number one is you have to, you need more than just a drop, you need more than a grist. But if you're wearing, that's on white underwear. On colored underwear, you could even have more than a grist, it's not an issue. Except, how big is, you know, but then we're worried how do we know if you're really having your period or not, so therefore you have to know. If someone keeps on seeing a lot of blood, then you have to check. So I think Rav Abadi goes with, you know, around five, six quarters worth. If it's over 5-6 quarters worth, then you have to ask a shayla and find out, because maybe it's a mini period you have, and therefore, even if you're wearing colored, it was. So we wear, you know, as we said, the minhag is to wear white during Shiva Nikiyam. Rav Abadi thinks you don't have to wear, but the sheets could be colored. It's only on the underwear that it has to be white. So you can have colored sheets all the time, because if you see white on the sheets, then you know it's going to be a big problem. And so too, when it should be the same issue, you should wear it when your towel. You shouldn't have a white towel either, and off white. You should have a colored towel to avoid many problems in terms of that. So if you have a stain, right, so therefore a ksamim, so a stain on your body, the Rambam says any size is a problem. But other poskim say you still need a gris. You need over a grist, even a stain on your body. And we'll see in the third kula is you need a dover, which is makabel tuma. So something which is so clothes are makabel tuma, but something disposable is not makabel tuma. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. That's the whole discussion with toilet paper. Is that makabel tuma? Is that makabel tuma? Not. So it's because we were talking about needed rabbanan. So therefore, we're much more legion. So a tampon, we said that's a deraisa, so not even a drop. But a kesem. So a woman could have pads on. So pads generally are not makabel tuma. You just have to make sure, as long as it's not over like 6 quarters worth. So something which is disposable is an anal makabel tuma, or something could be anal makabel tuma. So therefore, the three leniencies we have regarding nida drabanan is, by a kesem, is it needs to, even on why it needs to be more than a gris. And if it's uncolored, so then it can even be more than a gris, up into a large amount, like 5-6 quarters worth. And also, something which isn't makabel tuma as well. If it's on something which isn't makabel tuma, so then even more than a gris. However, also, you have to see, like any time of this tuma, you always have to be concerned if it's a lot of blood. So then, you have to check to see if it's a mini period is happening.